are back with the Paula Gordon Show. Dr. Cornel West is our guest, and it is now later, Bill.
Well, I can't keep it short, but I'll talk real fast. Part of the challenge with these stereotypes that end up as black and white or variations of that is self-identification. Not everyone thinks of themselves. Not every woman thinks of themselves first and foremost in every circumstance as a woman. Not every black person thinks of themselves first and foremost in every circumstance as a black person.
You're nodding your head, yes.
And it would seem that again, from a clarification, it is a matter of self-contextualization. Who am I in this circumstance? Mm-hmm. And that people should have the right, but in fact are in many cases, in the position of being able to self-contextualize.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But see, this is again where the challenge of democracy comes in, because when there are other voices that are defining you for yourself before you get a chance to define who you are, then we've got to be able to create context in which your voice can come forward with a real power and force. Now, there's always going to be context larger than us. I mean, that's what it is to be finite creatures, right? And that's why democracy is a perennial process, because no matter how forceful we define ourselves, it's always up against economic structures, political systems, cultural voices that are trying to define us, and hence that perennial struggle of self-society, the quest for genuine individuality, which I wholeheartedly support, as opposed to the very narrow, ragged, rugged, rapacious individualism of mainstream American culture. And they're two very different things.
You talk about a new world in the making. Can you see it?
I have a glimpse of it. I think that the flowering and flourishing of very unique forms of individuality in context, democratic context, that force courage, vision, service, sacrifice, and force, not in a coercive sense, but it's solicited, lures us because we want to explore, examine, and interrogate ourselves and the world. And we do it against the backdrop of just relative stability, just as we live our lives in the context of relative fragility, knowing that there's no absolute end. It's a perennial process, as I've been accenting on and on again, you see. That's for me what I see, and it takes the form socially, politically, with eliminating forms of poverty and disease, having rotation of elites everywhere, where issues of race and gender and class are subordinate to democratic identities. They're not eliminated. There's nothing wrong with being Malaysian, or nothing wrong with being Ethiopian. You just recognize that is one identity among a host of others, and it is not an idol, it's not fetishized. But in the end, the most important identity is a human identity, and secondly is democratic identity.
You talk about how important joy is to you. Does that take us back to the music?
Absolutely. And to take us back to music, take us back to life. It's very interesting that Heisinger says in his great classic, Homo Ludens, that the word fun was invented in America. Isn't that interesting? Fun. And relation of fun and joy requires a dissertation. Mm-hmm. And it's very different than pleasure. We got a lot of work on pleasure. But joy and fun, and by fun I don't mean Disneyland. I mean a sense of community, a sense of oneself being freed and liberated from imposing rigidities and orthodoxies. You see, there's a certain ecstasy that goes with that, and the relation of ecstasy and joy and fun becomes highly complicated here, but it's not reducible to pleasure. And I talk about subversive joy, because of course so much of black music is a joy in the midst of an unfree condition, and yet you are the most free person at that moment.
James Carse would have it that this is play. Mm-hmm. And it is play with that same double entendre, or maybe treble entendre, or maybe whatever, that it's play. And that is, and again, it is dynamic. It is not a condition.
That's right. That's right. I mean, Heisinger argues that the notion of play, which is a species of what I'm talking about, swing, or really swing's a species of play, I should say, has to do with this sense of being daring. You can be competitive, but it's in the context of cooperation. It's not in the context of conquest. because competition is still a part of life. I mean, it's just the way we live our lives. We compare with each other. We have sexual competition, political competition, and so forth. But if it's not predicated on conquest and subordination and the subjugation, then you've got a sense of play at work. And many argue to be human at its highest level is to be at play, is to swing, is to have that kind of joy that Sister Paula alluded to earlier.
This has been a pleasure, a joy, and a swing. Thanks for dancing with us.
No, thank you all, I'm telling you.
We are grateful to Cornel West for his enduring commitment to keeping great ideas fresh, relevant, and accessible to us all. It was great fun to swing with the jazz man of ideas. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.